this is a region that had gotten by relatively unscathed from previous waves of the pandemic. There were communities on the North Slope that saw no cases last summer or even last winter when the virus was surging in other parts of the state. And all of a sudden, you're having dozens of people in communities of just a few hundred folks that are returning positive tests. And so that's where a lot of the alarm is there's just so many positive tests coming back. And I think, you know, some degree of uncertainty about whether or not another shoe would drop in that.
So another thing that you got into with your story was the rate of vaccination in the North Slope borough. What are they seeing with that?
Well, it's a really low vaccination rate relative, not just to the state's overall rate, but most of the hub communities in rural Alaska and a lot of the Western Alaska regions have really high vaccination rates, and they have since the vaccine first came out. A lot of the regional health corporations in, you know, the Bethel area, the Northwest Arctic Borough, the Bering Strait region were really aggressive and frankly really capable about delivering vaccination to a lot of their residents in hubs and in the outlying smaller communities. And that's not the case in Utqiagvik and for the North Slope. And I was really curious about why that was. The North Slope actually has the second lowest vaccination rate in the entire state. It's at about 41%. That's 20, 30, 40 points lower than some of the comparable communities in Western and kind of Arctic Alaska.
Yeah. Well, did any of the folks that you talked to have ideas about why that's the case?
One of the people I spoke with in the North Slope Borough's health department said that, you know, this summer the borough sent out teams to basically canvass every single household in the communities on the North Slope to find out, okay, why aren't people getting the vaccine? And what this fellow told me was that, you know, he'd knocked on about 200 doors, he estimated, in some of the outlying communities. And he heard a lot of misinformation. He heard a lot of people's mistrust for the vaccine. They had some conspiratorial assumptions about the vaccine. And so for him, that was, you know, the biggest factor that they were running into. I think it's also important to point out that, you know, if you're living in a place that has not had a single positive case, it can be hard to see the urgency and the imperative. An assembly member from the North Slope Borough who represents Point Lay and Atkasuk told me, you know, we had no cases in town until very recently. And, you know, maybe we let our guard down because now it's spreading out all over the place. And then just historically, the Arctic North Slope region has not always had a great relationship with federal agencies and federal initiatives that have come in purportedly in the name of scientific progress and health.